here. Welcome to another edition of the Rancher Radio Podcast. I am JR and Jim Watkins. And it's good to be here on this Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, including our Father in Heaven. And I want to read, if I can find it, the Father's Prayer, which was something that we read in the Arantia book. It's got quite a story behind it. And it was actually submitted to me by a listener to this podcast who goes by the name of Tom Otteridge, who's, I think he's a father. And he's also quadriplegic. And he has been since he was 27, so quite a long time. And he writes occasionally to the show, and he shared some music with me, which I might get to. I played it, I think, on the last podcast or maybe the podcast before. And anyway, he wants us to pray for him because on paper or in page 1667 of the Arantia book is the story of the man that's, you know, Jesus is in a home and he's giving a speech or he's delivering a sermon. And the home is crowded to the gills. And it appears three times in each of the Gospels. I think Matthew has it. I think Luke, maybe John, Or it could be in another one of the Gospels. But anyway, you remember the story about the man who's paraplegic and his friends lower him down on a platform while Jesus is giving his sermon. And I guess Jesus could sense in some of the people's minds or hearts that he had made a comment about how he had forgiven the man who was paraplegic for his sins, and then he could walk. And he walked. He got up and walked out. And some of the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees were very upset at this, because how dare this man cure this other man of and say it in a way where he has the power and authority to forgive the man for his sins. And they took issue with that. And Jesus took issue with them. And so Tom reminds us that, you know, he is very faithful to God. So if you say a prayer for Tom today, you know, he's faithful. Clearly he has been studying the Arantia book and he's a follower of Jesus. So if you want to say something, put in a good word. Maybe we can lower Tom before the master. Anyway, let me read the Father's Prayer, because that's the one other thing I want to do, because it is Father's Day. And just a background, this is the Caligastia 100, the 100 citizens of Jerusalem who Van and Nod were among the leaders. And while they're setting up a kind of a civilization for the natives several hundred thousand years ago, they had come up with a thing called the Father's Prayer. And I want to read it to you because it's a good prayer for Father's Day. It says, Father of all, whose son we honor, look down upon us with favor. Deliver us from fear of all save you. Make us a pleasure to our divine teachers and forever put truth on our lips. Deliver us from violence and anger. Give us respect for our elders and that which belongs to our neighbors. Give us this season green pastures and fruitful flocks to gladden our hearts. We pray for the hastening of the coming of the promised uplifter, and we would do your will on this world as others do on worlds beyond. And that may have been the first time any kind of a formal prayer was introduced to humanity. And Tom had used it in a song. And I thought it was a good, you know, it's Father's Day. It's a good way to sort of commemorate that, isn't it? Anyway, so we're going to have some exciting shows coming up. We're going to be talking to a woman who's putting together a new book about the women who followed Jesus, because they do not get their credit due. History has not been kind to them or generous. So we're going to have a good guest come by. And then also later on, we're going to talk about UFOs. What's the connection between the UFOs, the UFO phenomena, and the Arantia book? And I think I've made a pretty good connection. And I'm going to delve into the 100 in the next episode. Because I think and if you read paper 66 of the Arantia book, you'll understand what I'm referencing. But it seems to me that the Nodites, the Andites, and the Adamites all contributed and answer pretty much all of the questions pertaining to this notion of ancient aliens. You know, you see on TV, especially in the States, you know, we have this long-going program called Ancient Aliens. And it's probably one of the most popular programs on the History Channel. But it's constantly delving into and trying to explain all of these mysteries from the ancient past and why these airstrips were built and who built the pyramids and why were all these hieroglyphics so advanced. And the farther you dig deep, the more advanced the architecture is. And these were the results of the Andites, the offspring of those ancient aliens. So we'll get to some of that in the next podcast. But for Father's Day, I just wanted to send everyone a warm wish, some good thoughts to share. And we'll be back real soon, probably in the next couple of days. So stay tuned to your Arantia Radio Podcast.